Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. I'm going to take you in order. Start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
It's still bemusing to me, not amusing, that Ron Johnson is still trying to maintain what was just a friendly little teddy bear's picnic on January 6th, where more and more evidence is coming out just how violent it was, and what they're, you know, how he could have claimed in the first place when people were there shouting, you know, hang Mike Pence, I don't know how festive the mood of the crowd was, aside from the festivity that was done back in the days of when they're drawing and quartering people, you know, before the crowd in merry old England as punishment. That if Ron Johnson thinks that's festive, I mean, it gets to the point where these guys are—they're not intelligent; they're cunning, and there's a difference, there's a subtle difference there, because they're devious. And any intelligence they have is dedicated toward being devious. I mean, it's Scott Walker. I mean, the man is.
I got to say, let me break in with this. I actually think they are intelligent. You know, there are a lot of criminological studies that said that criminals in prison have a slightly higher IQ than people who aren't in prison. So the sad thing is people use their intelligence for nefarious reasons. But you're absolutely right. I mean, what Ron Johnson said was if it were Black Lives Matter, because he tried to sneak a racial thing in, he would have been concerned, but these just were a bunch of lads letting off some steam. No, they were not. There was a violent attempt to overthrow, but the more covert, sneaky attempt was trying to whisk Pence away in a limousine with reputed Secret Service agents who reported to Trump's detail so he'd be taken out of Washington, D.C. and couldn't count the votes. You're right on the money. That was a violent overthrow that did not respect the idea of the peaceful transition of power. Mark, thanks for calling in. Robert of West Dallas, you're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Definitely they're cunning. I mean, you look at Madison Hawthorne down there. He was going to run against Josh Rimelot, a combat veteran, and they redistrict him twice so that he's running, I believe it's against Erica Smith now, because they know putting up one of these people that were in support of the insurrection against someone who has had service and is calling them out for what they did, that's a big loser for them. My original point of the call was a couple of good things happened. One of them you probably already have mentioned, that Macron had beat Le Pen in the election. The second thing that I noticed over the weekend was AT&T, through its direct TV unit, has pulled AON Network. So these are the guys that, you know, they carried the fake documentary by the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, regarding how the election was stolen. Some of the reporters are really outrageous. Some saying that, you know, the civilians that have been killed in Ukraine by the Russians was staged, kind of carrying Russians' propaganda. So good for AT&T and DirecTV to get away from those guys. It was like 90% of their revenue. So hopefully they'll go out of business.
Thank you. No, that's a very good point. And AON was also just settled a libel lawsuit brought by the two women, mother and daughter in Georgia, who were falsely claimed by them and frankly by Giuliani and others to have committed voter fraud, because there was video. One of the things they enjoyed doing, they were poll workers, and they had video of them putting ballots into, you know, the equivalent of a post office cloth cart, which is what they were supposed to do. After they were entered, then they were stored somewhere. But because they were African-American and they were even touching ballots, this thing got sent all over the country. And people on Fox and people on AON and all this kind of thing said, oh, okay, this is an example of fraud. And everybody got, and those people got death threats. It cost them their business. They had a tiny little business where I think they baked cakes or something, or maybe they sewed clothing. You know, these are people that wouldn't get a job anywhere else. And they had to move out of their house, find somewhere to live to escape the death threats. This is what the Republican Party is doing. Anyway, AON, but Fox too, even, Tucker Carlson said the FBI ginned up January 6th, and he's the one who said we should side with Putin. And so, you know something? Russian TV, the state TV, plays Tucker Carlson all the time and plays his AON stuff, saying that that's emblematic of American media. And I'm very, very glad they got pulled. Good for AT&T, but you know something, they're still out there and people are still watching it. And I'll leave you with one final study before we go to the next caller. There was a study where, and these were not AON watchers, but they were Fox watchers, were paid like $100 for 30 days to watch only CNN, only CNN. At the end of the 30 days, the polling showed that they had changed their ideas, not so much because suddenly they were Democrats, they weren't, but questioning the stuff that they had seen on Fox. And that's a good start. But like in Russia, they all watch state TV and they're getting brainwashed. So yeah, good for AT&T. Going back to the lines, CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Matt. But Fox is number one news network for 25 years for a reason. You get both sides of issues. Senator Johnson is going to be reelected because he's been right on most issues, including the real coup that went on. And special counsel John Durham is going to prove that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrats were the ones colluding with Russia. And if you call this guy success, Matt, if this administration, this Biden-Harris administration, is success to you, I'd hate to see failure. Ron Johnson was right, like the Republicans, on inflation and the spending. Everybody that buys groceries and gas knows it, feels it, is living it. This is a Democrat world, and the red wave is coming because the Democrats are proving exactly what they're all about, and that is to destroy our economy, destroy our border. You watched 3.3 million people cross the border since Biden's been president, and that's not nothing, because now Title 42 is going to end, and it's going to go from 7,000 people a day to 18,000 people a day. Wonderful job. We're putting them in Obama cages because that's where this president wants them.
They're okay, let me respond. You raise a lot of points, and I'm always glad to have people contrary to my feelings. But I'm going to say a couple of things. First of all, and think about this, do you think it was right or wrong for Ron Johnson to go to Moscow, Russia on 4th of July in 2018 and have secret meetings? I think you would have to agree it was wrong. And that's wrong of him to do that. Secondly, the Republicans say Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians, what, to beat her in an election? Why would Hillary Clinton collude with the Russians to elect Donald Trump? I mean, that doesn't make an awful lot of sense. Finally, you know, this business of the red wave, you know, the fact is red is associated with the Republican Party, blue with the Democratic Party. But that phrase was used in 1950. In 1950, my uncle, Jerry Monahan, my mother's little brother, was, I think he was 21 at the time, was in the Marines, stationed on a mountain called Old Baldy. That's what the Marines called it in Korea, North Korea. And they were ordered to hold the mountain. And they mowed down a lot of the Norks. And then suddenly the Chinese came in a red wave. And they screaming and running at them. And they had to, a lot of the Marines were killed. And Uncle Jerry survived. Fortunately, he was wounded and just mowed them down. So when you talk about a red wave, the Republican Party may want to change its terminology because a lot of people remember the red wave a little different. Here's the deal. Joe Biden is a good man and he's doing a good job. Is there anything he's done in which I would have done differently? Yes, of course. But the truth of the matter is he kept NATO together where Trump would have pulled us out of NATO and would have if he'd gotten reelected. Trump attacked the EU, European Union, our allies. Biden supports the EU and got them all together to do Russian sanctions. And then what you have is you talk about inflation. A lot of money got pumped into this economy by Trump as well as Biden to rescue it during COVID. It was essential, or people had no wages. There's no money. And we made money available for employers to keep them on the payroll. You know, the Trump put $7 trillion on our national debt. At the time, he put something like a quarter of our national debt on in just 4 years. So this, the Republicans are not fiscally responsible. They cannot be trusted with money. I'm not saying they all steal it. Some don't. And I'm not saying that all of them help their donors steal it. Some don't. But they don't know it. They don't understand it. They get cheated very easily by the Chinese, by Foxconn. They turned down $1 billion in Medicaid money. They turned down $1 billion in train money. They are can't handle money. They can't handle money. It's like giving alcohol, a bottle of whiskey, to an alcoholic. They can't handle money, and they shouldn't be in office. That's my view. You have a different view. I appreciate your calling in. I really do. If people tried to call into the right-wing stations, you'd be screened. If you were a liberal or a moderate, they didn't like what you had to say, you wouldn't go on the air. And if you did go on the air, you'd be on for 2 seconds and you'd be insulted and yelled at. So that's the difference here. So anyway, thank you for calling as always, and I invite you to call again in the future. Here's one that everybody will have different ideas on. You will, CJ, and so will everybody else, believe it or not. The Republicans think they're going to take the Congress, the House, in this fall, right, 2022. That means they would probably, they definitely vote for a new speaker. Kevin McCarthy wants to be the speaker. Who is his opponent, whom increasingly a lot of people on the right in the party are pushing forward? Jim Jordan of Ohio, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, the friend of the wrestling mat. This guy is bad news. He was in on planning the insurrection. Kevin McCarthy weaseled. He sucks up to Trump now, but at the time he said that Trump was toast and that he is the guy responsible for the insurrection. Then he changed. I don't trust Kevin McCarthy, but Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan met with Trump in the White House several times right around Christmas before the insurrection, plotting it out. He is an extremist. He is really a dangerous individual. He should not even be in the House of Representatives. I have no idea how that district in Ohio votes for him. But stand by, and you're going to see Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan running for speaker if they carry the Congress, and that is very bad news. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.